remains of the first American lost in Operation Desert Storm have finally been found. The Pentagon today confirmed remains recently found in Iraq are those of Michael Scott Spiker, the Navy pilot shot down on the first night of the war in 1991. Our Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr has been working on this story.
At this point, what the Pentagon is telling us is they were acting on information provided by an Iraqi citizen in early July. And that led the U.S. Marines, who were stationed in Al Anbar province out in western Iraq, to go to a location in the desert, which was believed to be a crash site of Captain Spiker's jet. The Iraqi citizen said that he knew of two Iraqi citizens who recalled an American jet impacting the desert and the remains of the pilot being buried there by the Bedouins.
All right, two people are still in critical condition after a stage collapsed at a country music festival in western Canada. One person was killed and at least 15 more were hurt yesterday after an intense thunderstorm blew down an outdoor stage at the Big Valley Jamboree. Actor Kevin Costner was just about to take to the stage when his band Modern West was about to perform. He was unhurt. But two of the band's crew members did suffer some minor injuries. A woman in the audience says she thought she was going to just die.
We were on the poser deck B, which means we get access to the show on stage. The next thing I know, we're running off, and we're 20 feet up on the stage, and this big wind gust comes out of nowhere. And literally, the whole poser deck splashes, just like a midway ride of Capital X. Next thing I know, there is like concrete and there's like something on top of my back. I can't see a thing. All I'm doing is yelling for my sister. There's children on the deck with us. It was awful. I thought my life was literally ending because it was completely dark and black. And I can honestly say if I wasn't as thin as I was, I would never have gotten out because there was this tiny, tiny hole that I crawled through. And it was probably, I don't know, a good 50 feet down that I had to jump. It was the scariest part of my life.
Very scary moments there. About 15,000 people were actually attending the festival in Cambrose, Alberta. That's about 60 miles southeast of Edmonton.